Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
Shout Even Shy Singing, Words You Cannot Say, a poem by Jay Hatter. Welcome back, my friends, to the show where I pretend it's an unbirthday party, Friday the 13th. Hope you all survived it. You stumbled across ATOV Radio. It's a Wonderland production. We're a group of writers that are members of allpoetry.com, biggest poetry site on the planet. We are a group inside ATOV, a team of voices. Knock on the door, free to join. We'll let you in. We have different hosts during the week, different themes, different themes to play, prompts to write to. Phone number here is 646-668-2837. That's 646-668-2837. Tonight, we're going to take a break from some of the writing. We're going to be doing some trivia lines, some poetry lines, poetic lines through some of the songs. I'm going to give you the line. You guess what it is. We'll be using the chat thread on our site inside L Poetry. We'll wait for that for more people. We have another show winding down. I'm hoping we'll catch some of the people that are writers that are leaving there. Come by to say hi. I got a little too much heat here in California the last couple of days, so bear with me. If I get a little spaced out, it's the heat and the medication. So I'm not responsible for anything I say or might do. Just saying. Like I said, we'll be expecting more calls as the couple hours progress. We are having extreme heat here in California. Triple-digit heat causes thunderstorms to create, causes lightning, which again starts California burning. We are experiencing one of the biggest forest fires in history of California right now. It is in Northern California, and it's burning woods that have not burned in over 100 years. So there's a lot of fuel there. We've lost one town. We walked over the town of Greenville. Nothing left. Everything's gone. So the area that's burning is a good portion of the mother lode, the gold country. So some of the old towns and historic buildings and such are in danger. So pray for them, for anybody that got out of the way, and there's nothing you can really do when these things hit. But, Friday the 13th. Like I said, I'm Jay Hatter, your host. With me is Deborah Lee, my partner, my little sister, my best friend. Hi, Deb. She does all the heavy lifting, so I can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deborah.
Pleasure, Hatter.
Did you stop by?
Oh, I saw some of the aerial shots of before and after some of the areas within that fire.
Yeah.
And if you can picture a new builder where he's showing his property in the mock-up, it's all the lots and where the streets will run, and you pick your lot, blah, blah, blah. Well, right now, from the aerial, it looks like a scorched builder's photo because you can still see the streets and, like, the curbs at the sidewalks and whatnot. But there's nothing but ash on the lots, which discolors them and makes emphasizes that they're sitting there. So it's a really stark and sad thing to see. And I'm glad you're safe.
It's way north of me at the moment. Yeah.
Lemon ice!
The hell's that?
Lemon ice!
I said, you're not doing that?
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not even in the room with the computer. What you do and matter?
I'm not doing anything. That's not me. My scroller's not working. I don't have access to it. I'm in the studio.
I'm walking towards it now to see. It has to be someone we love doing that. Let's find out. Hello, 11111.
Hey.
Rex. So were you pushing buttons, Bart?
No, I'm not in the studio either. I thought for sure it was Hatter. I playing, you know, lyrics or something. I don't know who that was.
What were they saying? What were they saying? I've never heard that effect.
Stuttering a little bit because, like, I was in the kitchen and I walked to the screen, I saw the 111s. And Raconteur is here, and it was not him. And Hatter must mean it's you.
No, it's not. I swear. I don't even know what that button is.
That's okay. Then that is quite disturbing because, again, I say I wasn't in the room. And when you say I swear, I now believe you, and I have no reason to doubt Rack. So, WTF? Who's pushing our buttons?
Nemesis, maybe.
You know, they got to show up. They got to show up in order to do that. There's nobody here.
That is not true, Hatter. All they have to do is log into the studio and push buttons from their device. They don't have to dial the phone to do it. I could push buttons without dialing the studio.
Yeah, great. Passwords then.
Yeah, I was just thinking that because the last time something like that happened, I'm fairly sure that Sweet and I figured it out, and we thought we fixed it, but I'll have to see what she thinks of this one.
That's weird. Okay. My scroller's not working, so I don't know. Technology. So how are you, Rock?
I'm doing pretty good. You mentioned song lyrics, and it's I have this one song that keeps getting stuck in my head every once in a while, and I'm really infatuated with the lyrics of it, so I figured I'd throw that at you later.
Sure. Yeah, and if you got something to share here also, we'll probably have time for that. I'll tell you what, since you're the first in the door, I'll give you a lyric. You tell me what song it's from. The world was on fire and nobody saved me but you. It's strange what desire will make foolish people do. I never dreamed that I'd love somebody like you. And I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you.
Too easy.
Wow.
Name that song.
Deb already figured it out.
Well, Deborah knows, yeah. So, yeah. How about this? The world's on fire. No one can save me but you. It's strange what desire would make foolish people do. I never dreamed I'd love somebody like you. I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you.
Is that Roy Orbison?
No, but you know what? I have to give you a little kudos there because, Hatter, you did have a little Orbison thing going, just saying.
Did I? Yeah, okay. I can't get to that. You want to play the track? We could play 20 seconds of it. Or I could just tell you what it is.
I certainly will. I'm walking back to the computer.
Okay.
I'm just a little slow.
Yeah, we'll and then just turn it down after 20 seconds and put it as background and play the rest of the song behind us. I started writing some lyrics of songs and realized that I was picking out of my chest, my box. Yeah, my vault of songs, and I figured, you know, maybe I get some ones that are more.
There was an old
famous
song that. Isn't that
Royal?
No, sir.
I never dreamed that it's Chris Isaac. Wicked Games,
yes.
That's right. I guess I could put the lyric, copy and paste the lyrics as we do this on the chat line so they could read it, see it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It was an old song that the beginning of those lyrics, I don't want to set the world on fire. I don't remember who did it, but you know, that's another earworm. I don't want to set the world on. I can't carry a tune for nothing. Not that one, anyway.
It's a favorite to me, but I can't think of it either.
I need more lyrics than that, Rack.
Yeah, it's a really old song. That might be the title of it, actually. I want to say Al Jolson. I don't want to set the world on. It was an old song, like the 60s or before.
Wow.
Maybe Louis Armstrong.
Two of my dad's favorite movies were The Al Jolson Story, and Jolson Sings Again, but that's not one of the songs from either one of those movies. Any one of those songs I could have guessed. But I don't know the one you're singing, Rack.
Yeah, it's a really old song.
I'm hoping. I'm waiting for my button to work. There we go. And we're going to take a look at our national calendar. Today, Friday the 13th. Oh, come on. It's getting old. Well, I got tomorrow's. Tomorrow, Saturday, August 14th, it's National VJ Day. That's a Victory J, Victory over Japan today, during World War II. National Code yeah. Talkers Day. The National Bowling Day, get your bowling ball out, and National Garage Sale Day. That's tomorrow, Saturday, August 14th. And we're reading today a little late, but today, August 13th, Friday the 13th. Is this the first Friday the 13th of the year, Deb? We haven't had one yet. Or was there one?
No, I want to say there was at least one more because before Pretty Bird picked
yeah,
a regular
one.
Night, she jumped on a Friday the 13th. That might have been at the end. I don't know, Hatter. I'll look.
I think it was the end of last year.
Yeah, I know there's another one coming up, but I just wondered if there was one already this year. I think there was one, and maybe I was getting worked on at the time. I'm not sure. Anyway, my own birthday party. I sent out all the uncelebration invitations.
My apologies, Hatter. In August 2021, it is the first month this year that's Friday the 13th.
It is. That's what I'm hmm.
And wait a minute, while you're getting kudos for being right and someone else being wrong, I meant to tell you, off topic for just a moment, remember when we were struggling with the 70 songs from the Beatle photo?
when we were struggling with the 70 songs?
The 70 titles that were in that collaboration photo?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
And you remember that you said that the poster with the fist was Revolution.
Yeah.
Okay, and we said, no, that's the blender. She's revolving. Okay, now, I'm here to tell you that you are not just right about the fact that this is the first Friday the 13th this year. You're also right about the fact that that poster was Revolution. The blender, next time you get a chance, take a peek. If you look closely, there is a hippie inside of that blender. So it's the hippie shake. So you were right about the poster. And AP told me to make sure I told you that you were right about the poster. So
Where did you find all the answers? Did you find a legend to that?
I didn't know, but by the time we were all done, we were down to only having two. It was the suit of armor with a halo, which I narrowed down to being the saint. And then it just left me with the poster. So I went and got a list of Beatles songs and read it. And when I got to Hippie Hippie Shake, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And I went back and looked real close, and she's got a headband on and her bell-bottom jeans. There's a hippie in the blender, and they're making a Hippie Hippie Shake. So, again, I say,
What was the person that was drinking a cup of tea? Or a cup of pumping.
Tea for two?
Tea for two?
Tea for two.
It was the In Spots, the song, the other one.
Hands Across the Water with the butterfly.
Everybody
looked
like
they put it in a pie.
There was no Hands Across the Water. That was I Want to Hold Your Hand. So it wound up being worked out.
There's another Beatles song that has the hands across the water.
So we interrupt this for a brief message. I have a note here in my inbox from Miss Sky, and it seems that she was logged in to the studio and didn't realize it, and that she is saying she's sorry. She's always logged in, but she wasn't on Poetic Slay. She was on us, and the button that she pushed was to make a noise for them, and instead she made noises for us and couldn't figure out why they couldn't hear those noises. So, mystery solved.
Yeah, okay.
Back to you, Rex.
Hey, are they still broadcasting? Poetry Slice for Life.
Well, let's find out.
Sure.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Well, I'd say yes, they are.
Brilliant.
And you're going to get to say hello to them.
And then you don't ever lack of having imaginative and creative and, you know.
And as far as I know, it's Guy and Steven and Kay.
You don't really hear that too often. I just really love that. Again, the unspoiled area of brambles, bursting with blush. I have a hard time with bees. I'm sorry. This is really great. I really love those bees. Brambles, bursting, and blushing. That's why I got to practice bees poems, because I say totally different words. But I think that your ability to sachet alliteration, beautiful language, and you even kind of bump another bashful in there, and the bashful mums mingle. I really, really love that too. This one has like it's the way that you, maybe it's because you put the mums in it and the brambles, but it has a more vintage feel. Hey, I'm doing good on time. Knock it off. I hear you whispering. So it's a very vintage feel. I really enjoyed this one. I'm not sure why I don't have it pinned. Maybe because I was like, I don't know if I can pin everything. But I think I'm going to pin this one again, too. I really, really enjoy it. It's such a brevity, but it's brilliant, brilliantly done. And I like how you're not afraid to... Now, this is a big thing. So I get kind of... And I think of Boo when I think of that boxy stuff. And I've been reading a lot of different poetry,
poetry
books. And a lot of their moms. A lot of their lines are. Oh my goodness! You guys are my favorite. A lot of their lines are uneven. And I sometimes get super obsessive about making even lines, to the point where it might mess up some of my lines. I love how you're not afraid to do that. I mean, look at these stanzas. And even at the end, you start cutting it off to short, like just like a row of short sentences. And I find that admirable, that kind of freedom and not worrying about the different lines, the line length. I get kind of obsessive with that. So I do appreciate that your free flow of thought in your freedom. Really well done. I think I gave you a longer... No,
2 hours later.
Pick up the caller.
I'll pick up the caller. A team of voices.
Is it Deb coming to yell at us?
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah. We're investigating strange noises.
Hello?
In our studio.
We're just chasing down
the noises here.
You know what the funny thing is I can't get it uploaded in Poetic Spice now because it keeps saying the bar. So you guys are going to have to press it over there. I can't even get it up here now. So sorry.
But we don't know what it was called.
I was like, I'm not in the room, Hatter, so it has to be you. And he's like, it's not me, I swear. I'm like, all right, I believe you. Then something weird's going on.
What was it that he was saying? What does it say?
Lemon ice tea.
Just type in lemon on your bar. I really can't even get it into our studio now. It won't even upload. It's like you're cut off for the rest of the night. It won't. It's taking like 8 hours to upload. So press it, and I'll tell you. I can't press it.
What's it called?
Just type in lemon, and it will come right up. If you type in lemon, it'll say FX, and it will come right up. And I'll tell you what. I'm so sorry.
Is that the right one? That's what it says.
No,
lemon.
That's not
no.
It. It says lemon icy.
Lemon. Yeah, but usually anything lemon will come up. All right, let me just try icy. What the hell? Icy? Nothing. Crazy. Let me try sky.
Yeah.
It's under FX lemon icy.
FX? Like,
FX.
Let's try FX. And you push this button and... Okay, I see no freaking FX anywhere. What is wrong with this?
Yeah.
Refresh the studio. It should be on the top.
No, because it won't be on the top because when I put it in, hold on. I'm going to press it. Oh, my God. It was terrible. I'm sorry. I can't believe you guys called.
Lemon ice!
That's it.
There it is.
That's it.
That's what you guys heard over there. And if you remember, I pressed it a couple times because I was like, I can't hear anything.
Yes, yes, you did. You did push it a couple times. We heard it.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
I was blaming Hatter, because I was in the room, and then I walk in the room, and Rack's there, and he's like, nope, not me either, and I'm like, uh-oh. And then, you know, we couldn't figure out what it was saying. It was so random, and I'm still not finding anything like that over here, but whatever.
Boy, I'm crying over here. I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying.
Lemon ice! Lemon ice!
Found it.
Oh, we're simulcasting with a poetry slice of life, another radio show in progress. Too much fun, guys.
As you can see, both radio teams are totally insane. Pardon our giggles.
That's good.
You know what it is? Because I wasn't even looking because I'm always logged into Poetic. I don't ever log out. I just automatically log in. But I have to change that feature when I did the show for Tuesday, and I didn't change it back. So I thought I was in our studio. No, I wasn't.
from the show King of Queens.
Oh, I even said to Hatter, after I realized what was going on because I saw Sky's message, I said, she's probably over there pushing it saying, I don't hear anything, but the button says it's here. And we're over there thinking, who did it? Hatter, I know it has to be you. And he's like, not me, I swear. And I'm thinking, no, my Lord, somebody must have got in the studio. And then we had to, you know, a lot of people are under the impression that you have to dial in to use the studio, but once it's lit up, any host can push buttons without calling. You won't have a clue who it is, as you just found out from the sky. So sometimes you're not totally insane, just a little.
It would feel good to know, Stephen, I was blaming you.
Sky goes back into training then, huh? Retrain sky. Too much fun. That was hilarious.
Stephen was talking about this show. You guys seen King and Queen?
I know what it is.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have to explain that. You're going to have to explain that scene because I didn't actually see it. But here, go ahead, Stephen. He was telling me about this.
Yeah. It was Kevin James's character trying to imitate Jerry Stiller's character as a child ordering a lemon icy from his favorite restaurant. Lemon icy!
Yeah, Jerry Stiller, if you look at bloopers of all the shows he was on, which is Seinfeld, King of Queens. He's on, shoot, there's another one too, but he's hilarious, the bloopers. I don't know how those actors can hang with him. I don't think Elaine, the one that played Elaine, Julia Dreyfus, she has the biggest problem with Jerry, had the biggest problem with Jerry Stiller as far as cracking up. Funny guy.
I'll have to look
the thing is,
Jerry Stiller,
he
was
all demonic or something. Like I said, we were mid-sentence, and all of a sudden there was this, and since we didn't know what he was saying, it was just like, what the hell was that, Hatter? And he's like, I don't know, I thought it was you, and I'm like, I'm not even in the room. So now that we know, could you hear them saying lemon icy? Because, like, now I can, but I couldn't then. Had to look at the calendar, be sure it wasn't Halloween. But then again, it's Friday the 13th, and we got some demon voice in the studio. So what did you think we were going to think?
Shai was trying to make a statement because she told us, I have something to say. And then all of a sudden I got quiet, and I was like,
really,
what are we waiting for? She was saying it to a team of voices. Not us.
The walls are thin, but they're not that thin.
You can picture Stephen and Shai looking at their handsets. They got disconnected because they weren't hearing anything when she was
talking. I didn't think it was Deb. I didn't think it was Deb because I'd seen the number because I'm trying to get the clip over here and it wouldn't. So I look at the number, so I knew it wasn't you, Deb, but I was making a joke. Is it Deb coming to yell at me? But I knew it wasn't you because I could see the number, and then it was you. I was just about dying.
Well, like I said, Hatter was like, are they still live on the air? So I was like, well, let's find out.
I am going to be listening to your playback because I want to hear that.
Well, Ada, I think we better let them finish their show if you want Stephen to come over and hang out with you for a little while. But love and respect, you guys. We just wanted to call and say hi and bust on Sky.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Sorry,
you guys.
Bye.
That was cool.
All right. Yeah. Well, that explained it. That was strange.
It was strange. I mean, like I said, when you said I swear, I definitely believed you, and then I was a little bit concerned as to what was happening. At least now it's just totally fun and games, and like I said, I'm picturing them over there thinking, you know, is she ever going to push that button? And here Sky's wondering what's going on. And she's got it happening over here, haunting us. Demon lemon ice.
Lemon icy. Yeah, it sounded like loving something, I thought he was saying. I got the L part.
Yeah, I couldn't even guess what was being said. Oh, and I listened to that video. I still don't recognize the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ink spots. It was an old song.
All right, guys. Deborah, this. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read a lyric to both of you, and you tell me what song it's from. Okay? I don't know if you would know it.
Sounds like a plan.
She said that living with me is bringing her down. She would never be free while I was around.
Oh, that's what you're giving us?
That was easy.
What's that?
Think about it, Rack. That was really easy.
Yeah.
Actually,
she said that living with me bringing me.
It was also one of the titles for that art that we did.
That's the second lyric. The first lyric is, "I think I'm going to be sad. I think it's today. Girl that's driving me mad is going away."
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the Beatles then. Okay, see that's much more recognizable.
There you go.
He's got a ticket to ride. Ticket to
ride.
Okay. I've got some good ones. Hopefully somebody will get some other callers. Unless we'll just drill rock here. I'll read. All right, Deborah, you tell me what this one is. And rock. "I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag within. I tripped on a cloud and fell eight miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky."
Jimi Hendrix?
No. Yeah, I should probably do what I said I was going to do. That's post it. Okay. Don't put the answer there with him. Okay.
Yeah, that would be wrong.
Copy. Now I'll go back to. See this damn phone. I got to get my computer back, and I know I've said that a million times. Oh boy, this is getting frustrating. Oh man.
Technology.
I know. You think it's your friend. It's not. I don't know, this app thing. Everything's done with apps now. Does that make it more secure? What is it that I think it's calling?
It's the Android operating system moving away from the Windows DOS-based and Mac-based apps
yeah,
are Android.
Now that's to also monetize the people that own and created the app, right? So Google wasn't able to embed it.
I want to say it's probably a lot in the background because there's all kinds of wars about which is the best way to run a device, and everyone was all Android. Because Windows is proprietary and Windows is Windows and Apple is Apple.
Yeah.
So everyone was like, Android was open source at one point, Linux-based. So that's why everyone gravitates towards that, I think.
Yeah, but you have to grab an Apple app, right? You got to go to the Apple store if you've got an iPhone. I'm just guessing.
Apple is iOS. Is that apps? And then what do they call the Play Store? I guess is the Google version.
Yeah. Yeah, the Play Store is the Google. I don't know. I thought it maybe was allowing because the different creators of the apps are paid. They get paid for these apps that they create, and they make a lot of them make a lot of money. I thought maybe it had something to do with that.
And then they port them to the different platforms because people complain. Yeah. It's like, why is it only on this one? I want it on that one. That's a big deal, when you got something that only runs on Apple or when you have something that only runs on Android. They want them to port it.
They did that with Firefox. So that Firefox was not compatible with a lot of Google apps. So that they figured that. They figured that out eventually.
Firefox, I think it's because the way Firefox handles JavaScript, I believe.
Yeah, all those patches, I think, are in. I mean, when it first came out, I had a problem going from Google to Firefox and back. But I will be going to Firefox soon, as soon as I get my internet signal. I'm talking on the phone. Listening to on the phone is just weak. It's weak. I feel weak. The sun.
Here's another song for
anybody. I've just an update on my situation. I'm looking at a spinal stimulator. Be talking to another doctor coming up. I guess I don't get another crack at a third procedure. I'll talk to the doctor soon.
That's crazy technology, the spinal cord stimulator. They load you up with a battery pack, and you got to charge yourself like a do you call it? like a cell phone.
Like a cell phone. I have a little cord hanging out of me. A little jack. No.
I think it's like when you lay the phone down on a pad, it's that kind of transmission. I think. I don't think there's any external.
Am I going to glow in the dark? I'll probably glow in the dark then. Huh?
No. But you'll find when you go in for other procedures, you won't be able to get an MRI because you'll have the metal in your body. And things like that.
They mentioned that you would have to, as long as they know what the procedure you're doing, the MRIs are pretty incredible itself. I already have some metal in my body, but they don't worry too much about it.
Yeah.
As long as they don't get the buzzing in my head or start getting a radio station coming in. No, it's quite remarkable. I read up on it. I don't know about the charging.
I'm laughing about the radio station because there was an old not a legend, I guess, about Lucille Ball, and she went on a radio show claiming that she was getting radio stations on her fillings.
Yep, Lucille Ball and another person too, the one that played Lois Lane in the first Superman movie. Sort of
I don't know her name, but okay.
And I think she. No, it wasn't her. It wasn't her.
I did actually hear the interview with Lucille Ball. That she was talking about every time she drove past this particular spot, she claimed that she was hearing the radio signals through her fillings. It was wild.
Which probably was the genesis of the Gilligan's Island episode where Gilligan started getting hurt. Well, that would be weird. That would be strange. Some people say that's sort of an impossibility, but who knows? I don't think Lucille Ball would create something like that and lie about it. She wouldn't need to. She was already hilarious.
Yeah. The interview, I think, was she was on a radio show or something, and she started talking about it.
Okay. Who is oh God, I'm having.
That was an.
Well, no, there's an actor, famous actor, and a famous actress that are stepsister and brother. It's not George Hamilton. Or maybe it is. No. Who's the one that You're So Vain was supposed to have been written about?
Carly Simon wrote that, and there was a whole controversy about who she wrote it about. It was supposedly, what's his name? The actor, and Mick Jagger was also one of the suspects, but it was also, what's his name? Oh, God. Warren Beatty, I think.
Warren Beatty, his stepsister. You look it up. Is the lady I'm thinking of? She talks about being in contact with aliens or something, or past lives or something. But there was one other person that said they had got.
Oh, Shirley MacLaine was also talking about past lives.
Yep. Shirley MacLaine. Yeah, I think it was her.
She was notorious for talking about past lives. Johnny Carson would talk about her all the time.
You know, there is something else involved with her too. I can't have to look it up for another show. Anyway, Deborah said, Deborah, you said you've got some 90-degree weather you're at on the East Coast?
Yeah,
well, yeah, all
week really
in the 90s where the weather people would say, oh, today is 98, but it feels like 110. But tomorrow we're supposed to, tomorrow and for the week we're supposed to drop into the 80s and only feel like the 90s. So.
Yeah, we just had Mojave Desert in Death Valley broke a record this year, earlier this year, with the hottest day on the planet. So 131 or something like that. My Lord.
Wow.
Feeling
hot.
Go ahead.
And that's what that was.
Well, you know, you heard the thing about the traveling rocks in the desert. You can see where they've moved. Pretty good sized.
They're amazing.
Yeah. Well, they're just trying to get the hell out of the heat. I think. Pretty rock is turning around.
Are you familiar with the lyrics to the song that I put up, Hatter?
Oh,
the Windmills of Your Mind. I posted this song. I don't have the word.
Wait a minute. What happened? Song. I think I know what the song is, but I'll be damned if I can think of who sings it.
Did you read the ones I put up there? That's the one that I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. Found my mind in a brown paper bag within. I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. Tore my mind on a jagged sky. I've just walked in to see what condition my condition was in.
I don't recognize that yet.
Kenny Rogers in the first edition.
But I don't
Kenny Rogers in the first edition.
Say that again, who?
Hold on. Okay, yeah, Rack, we can't put the link on there. It takes us away from the
site. Okay.
Let me fix it for him. Give me a second.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't post the bed code. I didn't.
Yeah, you know Kenny Rogers, right? Kenny Rogers. In the first edition, they did Ruby, just walked in, and they did the Gambler.
That was Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers, yeah. Kenny Rogers in the first edition. Did old Ruby won't take you low to town.
I don't think you'd know who did the song that I'm talking about. I'm in love with the lyrics. It's Noel Howard.
No, I wouldn't. You know, there are some. My whole idea for tonight's show was to show that some of these famous singers, even the hard rock headbanging rockers, they're poets. And some of them have some beautiful lines. Beautiful lines. And just to sort of reintroduce that these people learned how to write poetry before they could write their lyrics. I mean, they have to be. And some of them are just outstanding. So I tried to. That was the idea behind it.
The song that I posted is like that. The part that sticks out in my head. It's round like a circle, like a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, like it never spin. And it goes on like that. But it's got such a lilt to it, such a cadence. It's fantastic.
It's Noel Harrison, and here's the one.
Okay.
Yeah, here's what he's talking about, Hatter.
Okay.
Like a
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one big, not the metaphor, the other one, the simile. You know, like a, it's just,
yeah.
It really sends your mind spinning, I think. It's fantastic. And Sting
Very
covers
poetic.
That song, too. Sting covers it, too.
Really?
Yeah. I could give you the link, but it's the external link. It's not the embed code again.
You know, it sort of sounded like some of those old Scottish sailor type of lyric. Noel Harrison, now that sounds familiar. Oh, from where, though? Noel Harrison. Maybe I'm thinking of Rex. Definitely English, dude. Right? I planted a nectarine tree 2 years ago, and this is the second year, and it blossomed, and it had so much fruit that was bending over to the ground in points, and we kept picking them and giving them away, and I packed up a bunch of them to send to you, Deborah, and it's not going to work, so I apologize. I was going to send you some nectarines. I don't think they would last. I'm going to send you a package of my nectarines.
I thought you just said that. Oh, you were going to send me nectarines off your tree? That's cool. It's a shame that they probably get beat up, abused, and maybe even rot by the time the snail mail, the way it goes today.
The box is in the fridge, but I'm worried about the extra Sunday if I had gotten them in earlier. In the week, probably would have made it. I might still try, depending on what they look like in the morning. So, but yeah, I mean, this the fruit tree like a peach, nectarine, apricot should not be. If it does bloom and fruit, it should be very little, you know, a couple of them. This nectarine tree had hundreds, and it wasn't the weight of the fruit. I had to brace everything up and then tie them together just to protect the tree. But they're so good. I'm going to send some cross country. But I don't know. Terrible.
I think this is the external link to the Sting version.
Okay. Now, Sting did an album of old folk songs. That's not part of
No.
Okay.
It's just the thing of it is it's the cadence of the song that people tended to cover it. You could hear, you know, the melodic one drags one it, when he covers it, he does it in a different beat tempo. It's almost unrecognizable to the original.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, Sting, I'd heard the Christmas folk songs of Norway or Norwegian or something. Oh, my God, it was hard to listen to.
Yeah.
It really was. The radio stations around here had a fun time with it. Go ahead, back.
No, I was just saying he's an interesting lyricist. The controversy of what's that song? Every breath you take.
Yeah.
I'll be watching you.
People at first blush, they're like, you know, that's so romantic, and then they're like, that's a stalker song.
I'm gonna post another lyrics. You guys should get
very strong with their opinion on that song. It's a kind of song.
Extreme also has a song like that. I think it's called More Than Words.
Yeah.
If you listen to the words of that song,
yeah,
you like.
I love that song.
Okay, guys, here's one. You should get this one, maybe. Before I post it, I'll just say it, see if you can get it without me posting it. If I had a box just for wishes and the wishes that had never come true, the box would
Got
be
it.
Empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you.
Oh, damn it. I recognize it, but Deb's better at this than I am, apparently.
It's my thing,
it's
yeah.
It's a thing. You get it. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by
you.
Yeah, okay.
Never seemed to be enough time to do the thing.
Time in a bottle, right?
Yep.
Time in a bottle, Jim Croce. Very good. Jim Croce had some excellent. He was a poet.
Yeah, that's a beautiful example of poet lyricism, poetic lyricism. Yeah.
And he was another one that was at the height of his career, his popularity, and he was tragically killed in an airplane crash. We lost him early in life. Jim Croce. He did the Bad Leroy Brown.
Oh, that was him?
Songs. Yeah.
Cats in the Cradle.
No,
that's
Harry Chapin. That's Harry Chapin did Cats in the Cradle.
Yeah, I was just gonna correct myself.
Yeah, there are a number of them. Harry Nilsson. Another one, English. He was actually more popular than the Beatles back in the day. The Hollies, Harry Nilsson, was more popular than the Beatles when they were high. They had their heyday over here. Harry Nilsson, Nilsson, who did Without You, Jump Into the Fire. These are songs you would recognize if you heard them. Probably not by the title. Harry Chapin, Time in a Bottle, Taxi Operator, another great storyteller.
ELO has some songs like that, too.
I'm sorry? Who?
ELO? Electric Light
Orchestra?
Oh, yeah,
Electric Light. That's Jeff Lynne. Yeah, Jeff Lynne. And if you listen to ELO or any of Jeff Lynne's stuff, you can hear the Beatles in it because he was close friends with John and Paul. And his influence, and George, and he was very influenced both ways. ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. He was in one of the band. I'm sorry?
Turn to Stone, that was the song that I was thinking of by ELO.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was one of the Traveling Wilburys with Harrison and Tom Petty and Bob Dylan and Roy Orbison. And Jeff Lynne. Also, if you listen to the Concert for George that Eric Clapton put on for George Harrison after his death, after he died, the concert played nothing but George Harrison songs. And Jeff Lynne is one of the main dudes. Sings a lot of George's songs.
I thought the war between Harrison and Clapton was interesting.
You know, I've said this before. There's an interview of Tom Petty. There's an editor's a cut DVD, and then there's the concert DVD. Now, the editor's has some extra things in it, including interviews. And Tom Petty was interviewed, and he was talking about the Traveling Wilburys, how it was formed. He goes, I got a call. He said, I got a call from George Harrison. He said he wanted me to come over and lay some words, put some words down to some music that he had. So he went over there. When he got there, there was Bob Dylan, Jeff Lynne. I don't know if Roy was there at the time. But, he sat there while they were. No, Roy Orbison was there. Everybody was there. And they were talking about, they were writing Handle With Care, which is one of the Traveling Wilburys' more famous songs. And he leaned back and he goes, I'm sitting here, he goes, I was over sort of an epiphany of his life. He said, I looked around and I'm sitting next to Bob Dylan and the other side, I've got Jeff Lynn and Roy Orbison and George Harrison. He goes, I guess I didn't do too bad. Sitting in George Harrison's garage. Sitting in George Harrison's garage on a crate that said, handle with care. So sometimes it's not as complicated as it seems how they write songs that sound. And he goes, and we're throwing all this, he's throwing all these lines around and these ideas. Some of them were absolutely god-awful. But then some of them were very good, too. So it's like a think tank. I would have loved to have been there, flying the wall. Just a wild.
Yeah, really.
And how the hell did you get Bob Dylan over there? I mean, it had to be a Beatle. It had to be one of the Beatles to get Bob Dylan. What a great, great info, great band. They said that George already had the music. We needed the words, and you know, who sang what. Which is good. I mean, the more and more I learned about the Beatles being young, the more and more I like George Harrison, the way he approached and played his music. And that takes nothing away from the rest of them. Paul and John, of course, iconic rock stars. But George was the frustrated one. He was the youngest. He was the one that was most shunned, forgotten. His first song on the A side of any album was Abbey Road with Something in the Way She Moves. Even on the White Album that had, I think it was White Album, has While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Okay.
He complained about the second world tour the Beatles made. He goes, all they want to hear is the same 10 bloody songs. He goes, we've got nowhere to create and expand, and you know, and, as a musician. So the breakup for them was inevitable, and it was probably the best thing for them, the Beatles, even though it shook the world. Oh, my God, the Beatles broke down. Whose fault was it? It wasn't Yoko. And Paul talks about, he's been asked this question so many times about Yoko Ono. He goes, about Yoko. He goes, when we were in the studio, it was just the four of us. It was always just the four of us and Epstein. That's it. So then one day, Yoko was there, and she says all she did was sit there. She didn't influence anybody anyway. It took more John's time, but no, she didn't have anything to do with the breakup. And he said he felt bad that everybody was, you know, hating her for that. it was inevitable. It was gonna go down. John and Paul and sort of knew it. They knew they had reached. I think the being microanalyzed, everything they said or did or wrote was put meaning behind, and everything was psychedelic drugs, right, and such a thing. And you know, some of it wasn't. So that's when he started, and Dylan started doing the same thing, writing nonsensical lyrics that made no sense. Let him figure this one out. You know, like Lucy, this guy with diamonds, like broken onion. What's that with glass onion? It's just nonsensical. That was John's payback to the media. And he never said he was more important or more famous than Jesus. He never said that. It was a terrible thing. And I bet those people that burned all their Beatles and paraphernalia wish they had it now. For some bucks. But, the breakup of the Beatles.
They had some amazing music.
You know, it was, I've watched just about every interview I could of the Beatles, especially when they reviewed John and Paul separately. When they had to sit down with the Beatle catalog and divide who owned what. It was a difficult thing to do. But they knew it had to be done because everything was Lennon and McCartney. That was it. Who wrote it? Lennon and McCartney. So they both had ownership. They decided to split them up. So they went down the list and argued points of who created, who was the bigger point in it. Because John always had the melodies and the hook lines of the music. Paul was he had more of the inner lyrics and the changes, and they would mix them together, blend them together. And he says that's how 90% of the early Beatles songs were made, were half, you know, half what he had done and half what John, and they made it put together. It was just to, like, she was just 17, I think it was one of them. He goes, God, I wish I would have taken that one, you know.
I once had a girl, or should I say, he once had me. You know that song?
I'd say that, sing it again. I couldn't hear you.
I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me.
Yeah. It's off of Sgt. Pepper, isn't it?
It might be off of Sgt. Pepper.
Oh, I can't. It's not Norwegian Wood. No.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's the opening line.
Okay.
That's the opening line.
Yeah. That's Harrison's. That was Harrison's favorite Beatles song, he said. George Harrison's favorite. Yeah, if you've ever watched the documentary story sort of the Beatles, of their, it was mainly about the break at the end of their band, the end of the band, but they did hit on their successes, how fast and how big they were, and the tragedy of John being misquoted, and the, you know, the hate that went after him after that. It gave fuel to the censors and the people that didn't like rock music, and they tried to make everything rock was bad, and the devil, if you played John's words backwards, you hear the devil. Well, you know what? You played Sinatra backwards long enough, and all of a sudden you're gonna find something that sounds like it doesn't. You know, he was asked, did you ever record something backwards? He goes, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. He goes, who's got time to do that? How the hell would I do that? Hell no, he didn't record anything backwards. He goes, and how much time did they have to play my records backwards? Because that's the funny part. He goes, oh, you didn't do any of that crap. Then I think the payback too was when they said that Paul was dead, the Abbey Road.
Yeah.
Sergeant Pepper, the cover. There was, they pay back for the crap they got. From the media and everything else.
You
wonder why these guys don't give interviews. Bob Dylan did the same thing. He didn't give interviews for 40 years. Yeah. Bob Dylan
did you ever see the
for 40 years.
Did you ever see the cartoon of the Powerpuff Girls?
What's that, Rack? Here.
Did you ever see the cartoon of Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah, I know. I love it.
It sounds like Deb might know where I'm going with this. They did an episode. I was in tears because, the demographic is children who have no idea who the Beatles are. And the title of the episode was Meet the Beatalls, Beatalls. And, the villains got together and decided, well, you know, because they're a team, we should team up also. And it was, the whole thing was one giant Beatles pun. They had every song title you could think of, including they had a monkey come in that was supposed to be Yoko Ono and break up the group. It was hysterical. I was in tears. It was hysterical.
No kidding. I didn't hear that.
Can you pick the rack rolling on the floor? Hatter, I have a quick question. Can you see in the studio?
Can I see in the group?
No, in the studio. Can you see in the studio?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'll be there in a second. I'm down the hall.
Because I have to step away from the computer, and I can't see the – if anybody's – like, I don't know if Steven's there.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave him still here, but I won't be back to the computer for a couple minutes.
We got 603, and then –
That's
and I can't let him in.
Sky.
Sky, sky, sky.
That's sky, sky, sky.
The sky is calling. The sky is calling.
Pushing our buttons.
Is it not much? Are you letting her in?
I'm trying, Sky. Yeah, please do. I'm trying to get there. Ah, she's still there? What did it hang up on? Oh, there she is. Sky. You got to let her in, Deb. I'm getting tired. My function's not working. I can't have more than two windows open or I lose my cursor. Hold on, Sky. We're getting there. We're getting there. Let me go shut some of these others off.
Damn, Sky can push the button from a different studio.
I mean, she could also let herself in if she's in the studio.
Yeah, Sky might have to let yourself in. Come on in and push a button. I can't do it. Won't let me. Try blowing it. Buy me another phone. No, I can't.
I'm walking towards it.
Okay. Tom McLean's American Pie.
We got to get the studio closer to the chat room. Walk down that long hall.
They're too far apart.
Hold on, we're coming, Sky. Can you hear me, Sky?
I'm here. There's Sky, and Stephen is here. Stephen and Orkay, hello.
I didn't want to mess anything up again and not usually logged in there. I logged out. All right, guys, how you doing? I would have let myself in, but I'm not usually permanently logged in there, so I wasn't. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Yeah, I've been listening to Zach and Patterson.
Happy on birthday.
I'm here. There we go.
Oh, Vanilla Ice?
Lemon Icy.
What I was trying to do for tonight's show, and I didn't think too well out, was to show some of these famous rockers or musicians, what great poets they are. So I wanted to try to pick some lines and show what the poetic side of the music. I mean, even the Headbangers are poets when they write their songs,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not.
Indeed.
and some of them are just outstanding. You got Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, another throughout their career, written some great lines. So I had written some down, and I can post them on the thing, and then you just see who could find or who could recognize who wrote it, what song. But
cool.
Let me get to it. I did a couple of them already, but I saved a couple. Hopefully you'd show up, Stephen. Okay, I've got to go back. In order for my cursor to work, I cannot have too many windows open. So let me get down. I've had too much sun the last couple of days. I've got it overheated, and that's my story. So I'm not responsible for anything I say or do. Okay.
It's because you're on your Apple. On your Apple II?
That's right. that's funny. One of the ones I had on there that I'm on is, I read the news today. Oh, boy.
Eleanor Rigby.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, I got it. This will be a good one. Uh-oh. Somebody's home. Okay, let me get to the oh, crap. I got to save it. I'll lose it. See, I got to save the draft. See, this thing with the save it, writing them on the right line is not working for me, Deb. Not in this point. Okay. Struggling. I'm going to have to change rooms here in a minute. I got it.
That's what I'm doing, too.
Okay.
Face that she keeps in a jar by the door.
K. Okay, the lyric is, please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and fame.
Oh, that's...
I know.
Oh, do we type it?
Yeah, there. Yeah. Go ahead. Type it.
Shout it out.
Who wins?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just
awesome. Yep. Something to the devil.
Yeah, I was going to say, just so you know it.
Yeah, just, okay, yeah. I mean, you're talking Randall Flagg.
Yeah.
I think Randall Flagg, he quotes that line in the stand.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
You and Randall Flagg, man, I think you've got like a bro thing going on.
He's just awesome. He's like the coolest.
Okay, that one I played. That one. Yeah, roommates, I'm going to have to probably change rooms here. Okay, here's one. Bear with me.
I'm muted.
I'm getting it. Okay. Come on. All right, how about I just say it? Maybe you can get it if I just say it. We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. You ready?
We both
lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words come out right?
No,
so I tried not to hurt you. So I tried.
I knew it was every first one.
Every rose has a thorn.
Hey, you know, I got to see them. I got to see them when I was, how old was I? Maybe 17. I got to see them in a concert, and Cinderella opened for them. They had like the best pyro track. It was really, really cool. They played over at the Verizon Center where I am.
Cinderella, I like them. I put one on the board that nobody will know. Deb might know it.
I'm not near the computer. I can't see the board. Can you read it to me?
Okay. Yeah, it goes like this. Amidst the upturned, burned-out cars, the challengers await, and in their fists clutch iron bars with which to seal his fate. Across his chest as scabbards rest the rows of throwing knives, whose razor points and challenge tests have finished many lives.
Oh. Iron Man.
Sky got it.
I don't know if I know. It's not Godzilla. I don't know. I can't see the board. You have to tell me the answer.
Okay.
Yeah, Sky.
Okay. Rack and Deborah already know this one, but Stephen and Kay, I just put up some. Tell me who that is.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I know this song.
You gotta sing it. I don't know if I know this one.
You do.
I know
it. Okay, hold on.
But I'm tripping on it because 8 miles high is making me think of the birds.
If I sing the next one after that, it says, and I just walked in to see what condition my condition was in.
Oh.
Took me to the bunkers, guys. Yeah. and banished within the chip to the cloud and fell bounds high. I tore my mind on the jagged sky. I just walked in to see what condition my condition was in.
Oh my gosh, I'm brain farting. I know the song though.
He did more. He was considered a lot more country too. He had hits on both country and he liked to play cards. Because got to know when to fold them.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers. Yeah.
Kenny Rogers on the first edition. Yeah, that was a good one. I figured that would be a tough one. If I was to put the first lyric, you probably would have got it.
Yeah. You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere?
Yep. Sad, sad song.
Sad songs, they say.
You know, I wrote a poem to that Ruby song and responded where she was doing it because she needed money to pay for her sick husband. I went, yeah.
Oh, no way, yeah.
Yeah, but she needed to because, you know, she needed medical help and they didn't have enough money. That was my answer to it, anyway.
That's actually a pretty cool angle to go, yeah.
You don't know until you walk in somebody's shoes what they're doing, you know, and why.
Yeah.
So this
one might be tough.
Wait, 1 second, though. I want to tough you for a second because I'm fairly sure that you won't have a single solitary clue. But it's you wake up in the morning and you're late for school. You wake up in the morning and you don't want to go. You ask your mom, but she still says no.
I know it.
No, hold on. Do it again.
Here's another part. Your mom busted in and said, "What's that noise?" Mom, you're just
boys. Jealous.
There you go.
Oh, we have to yell. Sorry.
Beastie Boys.
I love the video for that. Yeah, Brooklyn. Yeah, last monthly. Whatever happened to the Beastie Boys? They just, like, disappeared. Now they're the Beastie Old
Men.
Okay,
we now return to a regularly stationed program.
Okay. Check these out. I've been lost now, days uncounted, and it's months since I've seen home. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, or am I all alone?
Oh, my gosh. Months since I've seen home.
It's not Pink Floyd, is it?
What?
It's not Pink Floyd, is it?
No.
Months since I've seen home. That's the line that's got me.
Say it again, Hatter.
Okay. You get there. I've been lost now, days uncounted, and it's months since I've seen home. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Or am I all alone? It was one of my favorite songs growing up. I got to see him live in concert.
Oh my gosh, it's in my
It was a three man band. They took their name, just like Buffalo Springfield or Chicago Transit Authority. They took their name off of those signs when they were all sitting together. Chicago Transit Authority was the train station in.
Yeah.
This band, Buffalo Springfield, was a tractor. It was Stephen Stills. So this is another band here that did the same thing.
That's not Three Dog Night.
No, I'm not Three Dog Night. That's an interesting story, too. Did you know Three Dog Night never wrote any of their songs? They were all written by guys like Randy Newman.
Oh. I like Randy Newman.
I've been locked down, days uncounted, and it's months since I've seen home. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Where am I? I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
There you go.
Grand
now
Frank
it's in
Railroad.
My head.
Well,
then.
Grand Funk Railroad.
These
are simple, like a simple lyrics, but it's nothing that none of us could write. I mean, that we couldn't write. Get into some of
Jeremiah was
friends.
A good friend.
Say
that
again.
Was a good
friend.
I never understood a single word he said, but. Damn, I drank his wine.
And it sure was a mighty fine wine.
Three Dog Night should have been, and they were one of the most popular bands back in like 1970 and 71. They were ones that self-imploded because of drugs. Three Dog Night was the title, the band was put together by, I think it was Al Stewart. I think it was Al Stewart, a project. Three Dog Night. There were three lead singers, Phil Negron and the two other guys. I can't remember the name. And they're all beautiful singers. Each one did like Eli's Coming. They did a lot of – every song on the first two albums were hits. Should have been – like the Guess Who should have been a mega band. But – drugs got in the way.
Is white. Together we learn to read and write.
Yeah.
That is good. And I've never been to heaven.
They did a free concert in Brooklyn. Floyd Bennett Field, I think it was, and a bunch of, you know, older people showed up and lawn chairs set up and everything, and they came out, and the first note they played, the song was Liar. Blew them away. Everything started picking up their chairs and leaving. totally chased away the old folks.
Yeah, the another favorite was the Grassroots. The Grassroots were high school friends, and the bass player was the lead singer, and the guys he had around him, they had so much fun. They played state fairs and small venues up until after 2000 when the lead singer, God, I did space it out on his name. I know his name. He had fallen and. Messed up, broke his hip or his pelvic or something, and he went through a series of operations, and he was always in great pain. And you can tell by if you look at some of the later concerts that they played in, that he is a little stiff. Yeah, but he eventually got an infection and died of the infection from the injury that he had. But those guys were high school buddies. That formed a band and made good. Grassroots were huge. Million Years, on and on. You would hear, in fact, maybe I'll do a music show on Grassroots. But the concerts, like you said, the people in the audience are older people, and they're playing these late 60s, early 70s songs and. I knew the words. Live for today, Million Years. They did. Tried that. Tried it. I couldn't bring it up. Anyway, I'm getting loopy here. I'm getting the.
I guess one thing I think that does people don't that one genre that doesn't get enough credit, and though my listening is very limited to this genre, but a lot of rappers have some good talent when it comes to wordplay. I mean, I tend to be very specific because that tends to be the least amount, you know, genre that I listen to. But I've got some lyrics on the board. If anybody can guess what that's from. And it's pretty clever how they mix words up, and I mean that's talent.
You put it on the chat.
Yeah.
Okay. Chase Off is a very lyrical and poetic style. Okay.
Julia Bebop's We Rock the Scooby Doo. Guess what?
Hey, anything that's got Scooby-Doo in it.
Okay, right. You're gonna be like, oh, you're gonna be kicking yourself. Does anybody know it?
When
I Skiddly Bebop of We Rock Skiddly Doo. And guess what, America? We love you because you rock and roll with the such soul. You know, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello. You know it now?
Why am I picturing a little old lady?
It's Rapper's Delight.
It's Rapper's Delight.
Yeah,
have you ever
heard
a
rumor
to a friend without a beat and a thing to say no good?
It's going to drive me nuts now. I'm picturing this little old lady singing it.
I mean, it's the video, but you know, I think a lot of rappers they the way that they manipulate words. So, you know, I'm very specific in what it is that I'm listening to because some I just can't take. But like there are some that are very very poetic and very lyrical and manipulate words in a way that's super impressive. And to be able to get out that much in such a little bit of time. On like just on point. It's just amazing to me. I don't even know. It is amazing to me. It's impressive, so, especially when a lot of the words are tongue twisters.
Yeah.
I don't think I know. Them.
Those are the last rappers I really listened to. I put one on the board that's actually more of a reverse. Sky would know it.
I'm going there to look.
Sometimes I need someone's got to sing it.
Don't remember exactly how it goes, but I do know the first two lines go, kneeling roses disappearing into Moses' dry mouth.
Oh, that's System of a Down. you gotta sing it. You gotta do it.
Just lies from the tablecloth.
Yeah.
Hey, Deborah.
I'm gonna send you a link.
Can you see if you can do a load quick?
Sure, I can. But
I just sent it to you.
But on
you.
A side note, Sky, have you ever seen the movie Wedding Singer?
Oh yeah.
That is what I'm picturing in that movie. I had to go look it up. It was driving me nuts. In that movie, there's a little old lady that gets up and starts singing, and nobody expects her to break out and sing Rapper's Delight, but that's what she does. So I couldn't think of what it was, but that little old lady came into my brain when I – so anyway, sorry about that. I'll go do that now.
I do the same thing, Jeff. You know, I do. I. When people know me, they don't think rap right away. Because I listen to a lot of classical. I'm very, you know, that's not the first thing they think of me. But I do know a couple of like it's all the lyrics. Like I know a lot of Cypress Hill, and I know and then the one song by Biggie, you know, what is it? Now I can't think of it, but there is one song that I know by heart, and I start like doing the whole rap to it, and I'm not like a, you look at me, and I'm not like a rapper, and everybody just, it, the whole, every time, everybody's like, how do you even know that? But yeah, it's pretty funny. I'm like, what? I can have an eclectic taste in music. Oh, you know what I mean? Birthdays, Little Birthday, Sipping Champagne, More Thursday. You know, what is that song now? I can't think of what it is. I'm gonna think of the name. You know, do you know what I'm talking about now? You knew very well. It's by Biggie Smalls, because I can't think of that name of the song now, though. But I know the lyrics by heart. But yeah, I start busting out Cypress Hill, and people don't quite expect that from me. And I'm like, yeah, gotta have an eclectic taste.
No, I mean, I just sent Deb a link for a piece that we're going to go ahead and play it. And this is it, see if you can recognize the song. I won't say any more about it until we get it out there. See if you can, because it's not a song I was familiar with at all. I had to research to find out who wrote it and who did it originally, and I was blown away. See if you guys know more about certain genres than I do.
I'll check it out.
All I do is I have to say, you bring up Wedding Singer, yeah, I automatically mind. Nobody talks to Billy Idol that way.
the last name that film that we did over at Poetic, I uploaded that entire scene. I usually just do one little lines, but I decided to take a cue from Steven, and I did the entire clip, and that Nobody Talks to Billy That Way was in that clip. But it's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
I have one more, Hattie, whenever you're ready. I have, like, one of the most beautiful songs, such poetical lyrics. I really, really love it. It's going to take a minute for her to load. But if anybody guesses this, I will give them – I exited out the last – I lost it. Okay, here we go. I exited out the last word. I omitted the last two words so you couldn't guess what song it was. So look at these beautiful, beautiful lyrics in this song, poetical lyrics. Now, this is when poets write lyrics. Her eyes and words were so icy. Oh, but she burns like rum on fire, hot and fast and angry as she can be. I walk my days on a wire. It looks ugly, but it's clean. Oh, mama, don't fuss over me. The way she tells me I'm hers and she's mine. Open hand or closed fist will be fine. The blood is rare and sweet as... What are the last two words? Anybody know that one?
Strawberry wine.
It's cherry wine, not is strawberry wine.
Is that Tennessee? Oh, it's not Tennessee whiskey?
Well, Tozer. It's sweet cherry wine, yeah.
Okay. Ooh. I came close.
You did. You were right. Yeah. But look, that's poetry right there in the lyrics.
Yeah. You know, if you do just take the time, some of the songs that you tucked away as well, and some of your favorites, go in and read some of the second, third lyrics that you might not remember. It blows. It makes you a new appreciation for poetry and the influence to music. Did that load okay? Did you say?
Yep.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and play it, please.
You ready to talk about it when it's done?
Yeah.
Do I play the whole
thing
or a piece?
Yeah. No, play the whole thing.
Okay, here we go.
Not very long.
I'm sorry, I paused it for a moment. And the reason being is because you just said the words, it's not very long. According to the studio, it's 20 minutes and 29 seconds. What did you send me?
the song is part of the voice, so you have the judges talking after we shut off after the song.
Gotcha. Okay, I was just asking how to when I saw 20 minutes, I was like, okay.
There's a little intro. There's a little intro in it. Bear with me. Hold on. That's it.
Turn it off.
Did anybody recognize that? Okay,
nope.
The recording
oh,
I played didn't do it.
Yeah, well. Deb and I got it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't know we were guessing. I'm sorry. I really don't know. I was impressed. I apologize.
Okay, that was Vincent Vanell. He's visually impaired, blind basically at birth. He surprised everybody at a blind audition. It was The Voice. And I think it was, I can't remember what country. But that's an Eminem song, right? Gangsta Love or something?
Yeah.
Lose Yourself by Eminem, yeah.
I'm impressed that you know that, Hatter.
I didn't. I had to look it up because I was very impressed by the performance. If you take the time and play that link, just put blind guy plays Eminem, and he'll pull up his picture. Will pull up and then just play it. It is outstanding. I'm sure it's not. I haven't listened to Eminem's version, the rap, or whatever it was that he did. But this guy Vincent, he put his own twist on it, and it is one hell of a song. You listen to the rap lyrics of how it goes on, and I can't rap, so I won't pretend to. That was most. He's a blind guy, and you could tell he's just to be able to. He's playing the piano at the time too. Quite the story. Vincent Vanell is his name. So if you have time, play the link and enjoy it as much as I did. But to have an Eminem song played like that, I thought was outstanding. I don't suppose Eminem's version sounded like that, does it? You know.
Probably. No.
Go ahead, Matt. Yeah, I was going to say, I think we have it. So you go, listen.
One shot, one opportunity. It's everything you ever want.
Oh, okay.
This moment. Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees, three palms are heavy, his torment on his sweater already, mom's forgetting, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop palms, but he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down, the whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out, he chokes them out, everybody's choking now, the clock's run out, time's up. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity. Choke, he's so mad, but he give up caddies. He know he won't have it. He know it's all back to the rope. It's all mad. He know that, but he's broke. He's so sad, but he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. Back to the lab again, yo. It's all back to you. Better go back to this moment at home. And don't you ever lose the music, the moment. The moment. You better never let it go.
I just wanted to give it a chance to get to the lose yourself part before I shut it off.
Okay, I appreciate that. No, I can see the where he got it, but the dude makes it so much better. It's did you remember that song Skinny Love?
Oh yeah, and it was the Birdie.
Bernie didn't write it. She played it. The guy that wrote it when he sings it, it's slower. It's he's playing one guitar to it. All the people that the young people that in The Voice or that got talent across the country, around the world, that picked that song to play, made it better. Every version that it got better and better and better. Bernie put it back out, put it on the map, and then everybody sort of copied her version. But it just goes to show how some of the songs can be morphed into a greater song. I mean, look at I heard it through the grapevine was one that got better and better when they different artists did it.
Wasn't it Bon Iver who originally did Skinny Love? Was it not Bon
yeah,
Iver?
Bon Iver. Yes. Yeah, that's who
yeah.
he wrote it. Yeah,
I mean,
I love Birdie.
So I love her version.
Yeah.
But Bon Iver is also really brilliant because they also did a version of Cherry Wine as well. But Bon Iver's really all their lyrics. I mean, they're brilliant. But I have to say I really loved Birdie's version.
You know, I've listened to a lot of those. I love the kid's voice. A lot of the countries still have it. I don't know why we don't in the United States, but a lot of the countries still have the kid's voice. A lot of them I had to go back and listen to the original song. Like if they were to do Rihanna or Beyonce or something, you know, just to see what the original sound like. And I'll tell you what, those kids just blow me away. Some of them are actually better than the original version. And thanks for finding that Bon Iver. When you said it, I knew exactly who it was.
I happen to be a really big fan of that song, Skinny Love. So, I really, really love that song. So,
it's a tough song. It's a tough song to sing. You have to choose that one. Depending on how you do it. There was a Polynesian girl that started off one of the seasons of Australians Got Talent, Australia. She starts off as she does Yesterday. And I go, oh, you know, that's a ballsy song to try to freaking sing. But I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
She pulls it off, and she is fantastic. Just the little nuances she throws in there. And she's one that gets a standing ovation, and they're applauding before she finishes the song. like some performances are like that. Some are dead silence. There's such a silence afterwards. That the other ones were in there getting a standing ovation before the song's even finished. That's one of those. Yesterday by the, I don't know her name, but she's a Polynesian girl. Outstanding.
Look on the chat wall. Both Sky and Steven put some lyrics up there to see if you knew them.
Okay. I threw one up too.
Did somebody say, did you say something?
Oh, he won't know mine. I was just putting
okay.
another Eminem.
I
was going, I almost put, before I put Rappers Delight, it's really funny because I almost put Lose Yourself or I'm Not Afraid lyrics up, but I went with Rappers Delight. And you don't have to read mine, but that it was kind of funny that you went there because I was really debating whether to put one of those songs up, so it was funny. Go ahead. Yeah, and Rack put some up a little bit before that, too.
Okay. I missed that part.
Yeah, that's Oh, mama, I creep you for a long time. There's a lot of sticks.
Cool.
Warring Man. Is that Warring Man?
Renegade.
That Warring Man?
Renegade.
Right. And Big Air Supply. Sky. Is that a rapper there?
Yeah, that's another Eminem song. That's the one I was kind of going back and forth before I put Rappers Delight. And then I'm like, you know what? I don't get to bring out Rappers Delight very often, so I'm bringing out Rappers Delight.
And I know one rapper song. I know one. Eminem, that one song we just played, that's it. Because I can't rap.
Scott, make sure you push play on that little old lady after the show. It's on the chat.
Yeah.
Cutter. Steven's got his stuff in there. On the two. Refresh your chat.
Okay. Let me put it back up. Hold on. Right, that rocks.
It starts off with swim.
Oh, I see skies. I don't see it yet. Is it up there?
Yeah.
I can read it.
It starts out left. Go ahead, Steven.
It's easy. It's an easy one. Let's swim to the moon. Let's climb through the tide. Penetrate the evening that the city sleeps to hide. Let's swim out tonight, love. It's our turn to try. Park beside the ocean. On our
Moonlight Drive.
Moonlight Drive, yep.
She's done the Elvis.
You'll get it in six words. In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
On the playground, bare sending my days. Chilling out, man, relaxing on school, while shooting some b-ball out in some school. Want to come to the started making trouble in my neighborhood. All right, okay, somebody else take it.
One
got a
little
fight.
With Auntie and Uncle to Bel Air. That will happen.
And you run to catch up with the sun, but it's sinking, racing around to come up behind you again. The sun is the same in a relative way, but you're older, shorter of breath, and one day closer to dead.
Come on, Hatter, you know this one.
I know. Say it one more time. I got the song in my head.
You gotta sing it, Steven. You gotta sing it. You got to sing it, too.
You run to catch up with the sun, but it's sinking. Racing around, come up behind you again. The sun
there
is the same, the relative way, but you're shorter of breath, one day closer to dead.
Oh, Pink Floyd,
yep.
Yeah. Another great Roger Waters and the the guitarist.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, it is. There's so many stories that I didn't know earlier in my life of some of these bands. The tragedy of the Pink Floyd was the same, like Rolling Stones went through it. The other one was Fleetwood Mac. The person that actually formed the band in Pink Floyd was Syd Barrett, right? And he went a little crazy. He couldn't handle the fame, the front man. He couldn't handle the pressure of the band, so he left. And the rest of the band felt bad about it. In fact, a lot of the songs are about him, like "I Wish You Were Here." Diamonds.
Shine On, Crazy Diamond.
About him. Yeah, Shine On, Crazy Diamond. That's about he was the and the struggles the band went through when he was going nuts, because he was the leader, and they had to just basically take the band from him, and he sort of disappeared into obscurity. Nobody heard from him for years. But hey, I want to take this time to tell everybody thank you for calling in. Tried something new, didn't work. I'm not the best trivia game show host. But maybe I'll try it again just to reinvent some of these old rockers that were poets and some of the lines that are in these songs. We take it for granted, a lot of them.
And I told
of them are crap.
I called bullcrap. Since it's not PG-13 because I forgot to switch it, I called bullcrap. It wasn't a bad idea. I had a good time.
Well, I know, but in my head it went, smooth, it went a lot better.
Would you love me forever?
I blame it on the sun. I got too much heat in the last couple of days, and I'm not. I'm sort of airhead right now. Can't think. So anyway, thank you, Stephen K. Thanks for coming over after your show. Sky. Pushing buttons. What are we gonna do with you? Rack. Thanks for showing
up. I was trying to get you a treat, but I don't think I'm gonna have it set up in time, and I'm not sure how it's gonna go through. But if you do go a little over, I was trying to get you a little treat here.
Me?
He's loading something. So,
Oh no, I'm not loading something. I got something different for you, but I don't know if I'll have time. But go ahead.
It is my birthday.
No, I just. Yeah, you're on birthday. But I was going to say, Rack and Tor stayed the whole show, even after being accused of pushing buttons in the studio. Oh, gosh.
I'm going to push the button.
I can't wait to listen to the invite. Saturday. Saturday at 11 p.m. And Hatter wants to know what kind of changes happened in your life between the age of 5 and 20. And he means in the world, like something cool, like them taking the cord away from the phone.
What was the biggest Christmas present? What was the biggest Christmas present, like or technology, the Atari game or anything? What was influenced you as a kid? It could be anything from music to little gadgets. Somebody's got to have different stories of what influenced or inspired them to be who they are. Early in life, it had been a lot of the wind-up train-type stuff as far as toys. But think of the commercials and how they advertise stuff. What was big? High-tech in my house was the rotor antenna. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
No microwave. Yeah. Can you remember the world with no microwave?
I do remember.
The radar. It was the radar range. Yeah.
Radar ring. Well,
okay, guys, we're at the top of the hour. I just signed off, so we're in it. We're in extra time here. Thanks for showing.
Well, still recording.
I've got to.
How about?
Hold on, before you go, I got something here. Here we go, hold on. And if you're wondering what that is, it's a record player. you know what it is? Anyone guess that song?
I couldn't predict.
Chicago?
Oh. Yeah, I couldn't hardly hear that.
Saturday
yeah,
in the park.
Okay. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great. I had a great time. It was a fun show. Great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea. Cause it is, yeah, great idea for a show.
It was fun.
And tomorrow will be interesting. Stop by and say hi, BAP and Debbie Lee.
Yeah.
And thanks for hanging out all night, Rack.
Yeah, thanks.
That's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Thanks for calling. Sky, and Mr. One Half of the And or K. Tell K we said good night, and I'm sure Hatter will have you blowing out something.
Yeah. Good night.
Yeah, simulcasting. Yeah, simulcasting the same two shows at the same time. That's cool.
Yeah, listen to the beginning, Sky, and hear our confusion over the faux pas with the
that's the first thing Steven's going to do.
And like I said, once I saw your message, I even said on the show, they're probably over there trying to figure out why they can't hear it. We're over here trying to figure out what the hell's going on. But anyway, yeah, thank you, Heather. Thank you, everyone.
Lemon
ice these.
Okay, hey Deb, should we go out with that aerial with I'm with you without having too much
time? This is Avril Lavigne from Canada, and she started singing as a teenager, and she's got a couple of really great hits. This is one of my favorites of hers, and check her out. Avril Lavigne. Here we go.
You're standing on the bridge. I'm waiting in the dark. I thought that you'd be here by now. There's nothing but the rain. No footsteps on the ground. I'm listening, but there's no sound. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's that day.
Thanks, Deb. Couldn't do it without you.
Great show, Hatter. We had fun. And I think Stephen's got some funky Cole Medina lyrics up on that board. Love and respect, Hatter. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.